Don't Take Jeremiah 29:11 Out of Context by Kelly Givens, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. My Old Testament professor had this to say about the ever-popular Jeremiah 29:11. I am going to destroy what this verse means to you, but then I'm going to reframe it so you understand it better within its original context. And then you'll love it even more when we're done. He definitely had our attention. We often approach Jeremiah 29:11 as a security blanket. God has a plan for me that is good, so clearly this suffering I'm going through will end soon, and then my flourishing will begin. But that's not at all what God was promising to the Israelites, and it's not what he's promising us either. Author and blogger Mary DeMuth addresses our misunderstanding of this verse in her article, Jeremiah 29:11 Doesn't Mean What You Think. As she explains, the heart of the verse is not that we would escape our lot, but that we would learn to thrive in the midst of it. Here's the context for Jeremiah 29. The Israelites were in exile, a punishment from God as a result of their disobedience. The prophet Jeremiah confronts the false prophet Hananiah, who had boldly proclaimed that God was going to free Israel from Babylon in 2 years. Spoiler alert, God doesn't do this. Jeremiah calls out Hananiah's lie and then states the promise we read in 29:11. God does indeed have a good plan for the Israelites, and it is a plan that will give them hope and a prospering future. Sounds good, right? The thing is, before he shares this promise, just a few verses earlier, he gives them this directive from God. Seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Jeremiah 29:7. This is not at all what the Israelites wanted to hear. They wanted to be told that they were going to go home. They wanted to be told that their suffering was going to end. Instead, God's plan was for them to stay right where they were and to help prosper the nation that enslaved them. And then came the biggest blow of all. In verse 10, God says that he would fulfill this after 70 years are completed in Babylon. This meant that none in the current generation of Israelites would ever return to their home. What a crushing thing to be told. And Mary DeMuth writes, yes, of course God knows the plans he has for us. And ultimately, he will give us a glorious future. But as we walk out our lives on this crazy earth, let's remember that the best growth comes through persevering through trials, not escaping them entirely. And when we learn perseverance, we find surprising joy.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.